News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Let's catch up with our buddy Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30, or maybe see him at a card show as he was in Strongsville last week, meeting people and had copies of his great books, Hidden History of Cleveland Sports, The Game Changer, and The Reason We Play. Mark, good morning to you.
Hey, Bill.
Let's talk about a couple of stories here. First of all, I remember talking about this with you last year. It's Buffalo Trace Distillery. Now, today is an important day, today, because they give a lot of money to nonprofits, but you have to apply, and today's the deadline. Tell me about it. Remind me of this again now.
Yeah, this is just fascinating. I absolutely love the story. Buffalo Trace Distillery in Kentucky came up with a very unique way to raise money. They have an application process, and as you said, today's the deadline for nonprofits to apply to win a bottle, a very expensive bottle of bourbon. And the distillery will go through the applications and award the bottles to a very diverse group of nonprofits throughout the country. Now, these are everything from arts and culture to food rescue groups, helping the poor, anti-cancer, of pro-veterans, a lot of different groups. They go through them and they give them the bottles, and then the organizations can decide what they want to do with them. They can hold a raffle, they can have a dinner, they can have a special lottery, 50-50, whatever they want, and it raises a lot of money. And the reason why I wrote about it was because 19 of the nonprofits that won these bottles were all in Northeast Ohio, and I am sure that several of them are going to be getting bottles again this year. So just a wonderful effort. I like the fact that there's no, this is not political at all.
Right,
there's
right.
No political donations. This is all for true nonprofit and not-for-profit causes. And then they have until November 30th to hold their event, and then they report back on how much they raised. So Buffalo Trace really deserves a shout-out for this. I think it's fantastic, and I just cannot wait to see who wins in Northeast Ohio.
Buffalo Trace Distillers in Kentucky, the company we're talking about. You can do a Google search if you want, but today is the deadline as far as applying for one of those bottles that can really help you raise a lot of money. They hope to raise about $2 million around the country, around the world for that matter, this year. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com with me. All right, let's get in the beer mood here. Forbes, I love recognition when other people say, yeah. Forbes magazine has mentioned six of our Cleveland brewers as champions, right?
Yeah, I really like this because, you know, you and I have spoken a lot over the past few years about how much I like to keep tabs on how the national media treats Cleveland, whether it's positive or negative.
Right.
I really don't care. I just want to see what their take is. Forbes magazine has a story headline, Cleveland is gearing up to be America's next big craft beer destination. I would argue that it has been a craft beer destination for at least a few years at this point. The quality of the beer, the growth and expansion of the breweries has been there for quite some time. But what's interesting is they name six breweries, and they talk about them, Great Lakes, Saucy, Hansa, Collision Bend, Butcher and the Brewer, and Immigrant Son. Now, the first five are all in Cleveland in a few different neighborhoods, but Immigrant Son is the interesting one on this list because, A, they're the only one outside of Cleveland that the magazine mentioned. They're in Lakewood, but they also are very new. They're barely 6 months old. They're making great beer, beautiful space, and they have a very good menu. And the magazine also pointed out some tourism draws as well in the city, things that Clevelanders are familiar with, but people out of the city area or not. This is a great example of how Cleveland can be kind of hyped up a little bit because of its beer, but other things as well. So I thought this was just a neat hat tip, and I think it's a good thing for Cleveland and beer drinkers and non-beer drinkers alike.
Yeah, good story. We like that in Forbes with the recognition like that. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. One more here. Get me out on the K&G Portage Market. For people that know, this is, have had a love experience. This 50 years now they've been going strong, right?
Right. K&K Portage Market over in Cleveland's West Park neighborhood. I love doing stories like this. I mean, 50 years of anything is longevity means a lot, and that really deserves to be recognized. But I love doing these stories because, and I've said this multiple times, Northeast Ohio, Clevelanders, very nostalgic, embracing history, whether it's sports or news or anything else. And this is a great example of that. I sat down with Jerry Kohler, whose family has owned this market that entire time. They're coming up. May is actually the actual actual date on when they took over the market, but just story after story after story. And you and I, Bill, could be on the phone for another half an hour if I were to relate these stories. But I was able to get a lot of them in a story. They're in a very traditional neighborhood defined by its parishes. It's very Irish, very Catholic, and they have fit right in, which is interesting because Jerry's background is Czech and not Irish. But I get into that in the story as well. Really doing a great job. A ton of not only stories, but very loyal customers who keep coming back. These are really some of my favorite stories to do, so I had an absolute blast. So I really have to give a great shout-out to K&K Portage Market over in Cleveland's West Park neighborhood.
Good piece, and if you have been there, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't, search it. It's Warren Road. It's really a great experience. Even, just go there and pick up a sandwich for lunch or something. You'll be impressed. K&K Portage Market. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30, as we catch up on some beer and restaurant and event news here. Mark, thanks much.
Thank you, Bill.